The best things in life are often on the other side of the fear bridge. What do I mean by the fear bridge? If you're curious, stick around. Have you ever wanted to start over, to reinvent yourself? Reinvention is something we all do at some point in our lives. Sometimes it's simple, sometimes it's complicated, but it's often necessary to lead a fulfilling life. And it's always interesting. I'm your host, Julie Bisello. Join me for some inspiration as I share reinvention stories, tips, and tricks from real people just like you. Let's explore reinvention adventures together. Welcome to another episode of Reinvention Adventures Podcast with me, your host, Julie Bisello. In this episode, I'm talking about fear, bridges, and why safety isn't safe at all. Before we begin, this podcast episode is sponsored by Bisello Media. Bisello Media is my content creation company that supports small businesses with their marketing content needs. Websites, social media, videography, print media, and podcasting all require content. Bisello Media can help your small business navigate the process. We also offer coaching packages to teach you how to produce your own podcast. If you find yourself short on content or want to reinvent yourself with a new podcast for your brand, let's talk. For more information, visit juliebisello.com. Okay, so you've stuck around through that, so let me tell you what I mean by fear bridges. As humans, we sometimes create what we think is a safe space for ourselves in life. That safe space is calm, it's status quo, it's familiar. But what if safe spaces weren't safe, but instead they were an illusion that lulls us into a false sense of safety and security? Our same old safe bets, yes, I'm quoting the great Amy Winehouse here, are things we perceive won't let us down. Here's what else they won't do. They won't force us out of our comfort zone. They won't propel us to elevate ourselves. And they won't inspire us to try to be the best version of ourselves we can be. Indulge me in my bridge metaphor if you don't mind. I'll try to make it make sense. In real life, I have a phobia that's become a part of my life in the last few years. Prior to the past few years, it wasn't even a thing for me, but now it's become a very big thing in my life. I've somehow developed a fear of driving over bridges. As someone who has driven in many states and countries over the course of my life, I'm really struggling with this, as you can imagine. I mean, everywhere we go, there's always a damn bridge. I've driven out of my way just to not cross a bridge because now bridges bring me into a guaranteed panic attack. It's scary and it's awful. When I use the term fear bridge, I'm referring to the fact that we are all afraid of something. You may drive over bridges seamlessly, but fear other things. Maybe loss of family or friends, loss of a spouse, going broke, struggling. We all have things we're afraid of. Some of us have fears that are even debilitating to some extent, like my fear of bridges. They make us go out of our way not to experience the fear. They make us act in a manner of avoidance of pain rather than seeking the goals we really want. If you let fear drive the bus, most likely the bus is going to stay in park and not go anywhere. So what are we supposed to do if we crave a new start and we struggle with our fears? In my example, I drive out of my way to not cross a bridge. Crossing a bridge would get me closer to where I'm going in less time, but I go out of my way because I fear having a panic attack on a bridge. What's on the other side of your fear bridge that you really want, and what's keeping you from crossing over to it? These are interesting questions to me. Maybe they are to you too. They're definitely worth exploring. Before I go further in this episode, I'm going to share something very honest and very personal with you. It's directly related to the fear bridge. I've been talking about reinvention for a while now and trying to help people see past their fears and their roadblocks so they can stop stopping themselves and move into a space they really want to be in, whether it's in life or at work or wherever. I've experienced the pain and joy of reinventing myself quite a few times in my life. And as things often go, I'm embarking on yet another reinvention journey that was pretty much forced upon me. I recently had to make a choice at my job that really wasn't much of a choice. You may know what I'm talking about. The kind of choice, in quotations, that feels like it's already been made for you, but that people still act like is an actual choice. This was something I wasn't actually planning on. I'd been at my job for a long time, and I loved what I did at the company I was at, and I put my heart into everything I worked on. I had stellar reviews every year, with each review being higher than the last one. I had been well thought of and respected by employees, managers, vice presidents, and the president of the company for the job I did. Yet when leadership changed, it was every man or woman for themselves. I was suddenly treated with disrespect. This was not the company I had worked for all those years. This was a different place. It was big corporate at its worst. No humanity, strictly money decisions. I had to make the decision to work for people who didn't see my value or move into the next chapter. As scary as the next chapter is, I would be doing myself a great disservice if I stuck around with people who didn't value me, simply so I could collect a paycheck. There's really no paycheck worth disrespecting yourself or allowing others to disrespect you and your skills, abilities, and talents. The other thing is that we are setting examples for ourselves all the time. I always like to tell my female direct reports that there's a little girl somewhere that's looking at you, watching what you do, and saying to herself, I want to be like her someday. You have to think about who and how you want to be. Those choices are important. Character is important. So I made the choice. And here I am, speaking to you from a place I haven't been in a very long time. And if I'm being straight up and honest with you, my first reaction was to be afraid. Then I thought about it and figured this was a great opportunity. The last time I was in this position, I didn't have nearly the skill set that I have today, or the experience, or the drive. Well, maybe I did have the drive because I've always been intensely driven, but the arsenal of skills I have at my disposal today far exceeds where I was before. So I decided to put my proverbial money where my mouth is. I talk about navigating reinvention with its positives, its perils, and its pitfalls. And now I'll be speaking to you, very personally, about my own reinvention journey. I want to show you that this can be done successfully at any age. I want you to come along with me through this journey. It may not be the easiest thing I've ever done. But at the end of the day, it can and will be done, and I will come out on the other side in a different but hopefully better place than I am today. Get ready for quite a few episodes throughout my journey. Get ready for me to show you the ups and downs and the everything in between. You may get to know me better than you ever wanted to, but maybe, just maybe, when I come out on the other side, you'll understand that you can and will be able to do this too. There may be compromises to be made along the way, but one thing I will never compromise is myself and my value. There are a lot of things stacked against me in this journey I find myself on. Let me paint a picture for you. I'm a content manager and content creator. I've been an operations manager as well, and I've been a manager most of my career. I work in marketing. I'm not in my 20s or even in my 30s. The job market is pretty terrible right now. Companies are laying people off left and right, and I happen to work in brand marketing, one of the first departments to be cut during cost-cutting measures at companies. I'm not independently wealthy. I just got on my feet after my last reinvention, which was just a few years ago. It all sounds a bit ominous on paper. It sounds ominous to me as I say it. I'm sure you're listening thinking, wow, Julie, that really does not sound like a great set of circumstances. And quite frankly, it really isn't. If I didn't know me, I would be saying, girl, what are you doing? But I do know me. Because of knowing myself, I'm making a concerted effort to focus on the things that are stacked in my favor. So let's talk about those. I am multi-skilled. I'm actually not a jack of all trades and master of none. I'm an experienced corporate and portrait photographer. I have videography, shooting, and editing skills. I'm a certified and experienced social media manager. I have a degree in English and have written blogs and short form content for over a decade professionally. I've worked on projects as an editor and copywriter. I'm a podcast host and podcast producer who has not only produced this podcast, but also podcasts for other companies. I do voiceover work. I'm also a very skilled manager with a history of people development under my belt. I have a history of managing teams and developing people in their careers. When you work for me, you leave with better opportunities and you're ready for them. I can do a lot of things. I'm also extremely creative, organized, and can read and replicate brand voice for multiple brands. I'm one of those people who can learn to do just about anything if I want to. I'm driven, I'm confident, and I'm not afraid to work hard. I've worked for many companies successfully. I've also worked for three of my own companies successfully. I currently run my own content agency that helps small businesses with marketing and content needs. I'm afraid, but I'm not paralyzed with fear. That's an important statement, so let me say it again. I am afraid, but I am not paralyzed with fear. Fear will motivate me, but it will not drive the bus for me. I'm cautious, but I am still willing to try new things to see where they lead. I'm an adventurer. I'm not afraid to make decisions, and I'm not afraid to stand behind my decisions. I'm not afraid to be wrong because mistakes help you learn, and understanding that is management 101. You don't grow until you learn how to be humble and how to be wrong. My point is, I'm open to any and all solutions. I feel that the universe will present opportunities I'm meant for. I just need to put myself out there in as many places as I can. If I'm meant to work a job, options will present themselves. If I'm meant to focus on Bacello Media, freelance opportunities will present themselves. One way or the other, I'll be shown the way. I just need to put one foot in front of the other, grab my tool bag of skills, talents, and abilities, and keep it moving. The reason I'm saying all this is not to show you how great I am, because that is not what this is about. It's about you taking the time to make your own list of what's in your toolkit in terms of your skills and experiences. When you start to think about it and write it down, you will be amazed at how, well, amazing you actually are. I'll make one promise to you. I'll share the real deal with you. I will tell you what I'm thinking and feeling as I go through this. You can take whatever works for you from my information and my journey. I just want you to at least be moved to really think about your own reinvention journey. If I had my choice, I would want my journey to inspire you enough to change whatever you want to change. For me, the time is now and there are no dress rehearsals. I want you to see that operating under the gun is not the end of the world. I know I have some lofty goals. I wouldn't be me if I didn't. But I think if I can embark on this journey, forced or not, then you can too. But don't let me just tell you about it. I'm prepared to show you too. Get ready for future episodes outlining what I'm working on, what's happening, and everything that is going on as I navigate this journey. My mom used to say, "This too shall pass," and she was right. Everything has its season, and it isn't the end of the story just yet. Thank you for listening. Until next time. This podcast is sponsored by Bacello Media, a boutique content creation agency supporting the marketing efforts of businesses through visual, written, and audio content. If you'd like to contact me, my email is in the show notes. You can also find me on Instagram at Reinvention Adventures Podcast or Bacello Media. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with your tribe. Giving a rating and review is also appreciated. Thanks for listening to this episode of Reinvention Adventures.